We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
It's going to be West Memphis ball to start this final period as they lead Mountain Home 45-28. West Memphis out on the floor now. Lady Bombers join them. So officials waiting for West Memphis to come take the ball out of bounds over on the far sideline. Anaya Price checks in. She'll go to the sideline. Throw it into Tucker, and we're underway for these last 8 minutes. Ball goes to Buckingham on the left side. Now down in the corner to Inman. Inman will drill out to the wing. Now throws it down on the low block to Prackett, who goes into the lane for a layup. No good. Mullen gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Mullen. Loses the handle of the ball. Goes out of bounds. Del Nair wanting a foul call. He's not going to get it. And that's going to be Mountain Home's seventh turnover of the night. We are 21 seconds into this final period. West Memphis with the ball, leading 45-28. Tucker throws over on the right side to Buckingham. Her pass knocked away. Boy, Mountain Home almost came up with a steal, and this time they do. Here's Yates back the other way, dribbling just inside the half-court line. Throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's dribbling toward the right side. West Memphis in man-to-man. She's going to pull up for the three on the right wing. No good. Hit the front of the iron, and the rebound's controlled by West Memphis. Tucker quickly back the other way. Now she's going to slow it up. 6:58 left in the game. West Memphis with the ball up, 17. Ball goes around the right side to Price. She's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. Wilbur almost had the rebound. She couldn't handle it. And it goes out of bounds, and West Memphis will keep possession with 6:49 left. Price will inbound it on the baseline, but not before Mountain Home will take a timeout. So we'll break with 6:49 left to play. It is West Memphis leading Mountain Home 45-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Mike Quillard from Arvest Bank. And this cheer is a shout out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence. Confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Mountain Home takes the timeout with 6:49 left to play as they trail West Memphis 45-28. Anaya Price will inbound the ball on the baseline for the Lady Blue Devils. Gets into Tucker, who goes in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Janiyah Tucker with 20 points, and she'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 6:47 left. The foul is on Cameron Mullen. That is her first personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Mullen will take a seat as she's replaced by Kate Jackson. So Janiyah Tucker so far 3-3 from the free throw line. Misses this one, though. Offensive rebound to Prackett. She goes back in for the layup, and she can't get that to go. But another foul called on the Lady Bombers, and she'll head to the free throw line with 6:44 left. Emma Wilbur picks up her first personal foul. That is the 16th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Clemisha Prackett's first free throw is up and in. She is now 5 of 6 from the free throw line with 8 points. Make that 6 of 7, Second free throw will not go. She gets one of two on this trip, and the rebound comes to the Lady Bombers. 48-28, West Memphis up. Over 6.5 minutes left of this game. Here's Gilbert with it on the right side. Now dribbles to the left elbow. Now it's going to go back to the right side. Now to Norcross in the right corner. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by West Memphis. Tucker back the other way. Now throws it to Price, who pulls up for the three-pointer, no good. Rebound is knocked around and controlled by Inman, and West Memphis set back up. Tucker with it just inside the half-court line. Down to 6 minutes. Tucker's going to go down into the lane, going in for the layup, off the glass and in. She just blew by a bunch of defenders to get that layup. She now has 22 points. 50-28, West Memphis up, 5:50 left in the game. Gilbert back the other way, throws it to Jackson on the right side, down to Norcross. Norcross gives it to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert takes the screen from Yates, drills down to the elbow. Now it's going to be fouled. Push off on West Memphis. Harmony Buckingham picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against West Memphis here in the second half. Annie Norcross is going to check out the game, being replaced by Lauren Waymeyer. And Buckingham will take a seat for West Memphis as she'll be replaced by Aaliyah Taylor. 50-28, West Memphis leading it. Jackson inbounds it to Yates on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. May have been partially blocked. The rebound comes to West Memphis. And now a turnover on West Memphis as Gilbert comes up with a steal. She can't get the shot. And now a foul's going to be called on the Lady Bombers. Lauren Waymeyer has just fouled out. Lauren Waymeyer will take a seat with 1 point, and that is the seventh team foul on the Lady Bombers. So 1-1 coming up for Janiah Tucker with 5:23 left. So Waymeyer will head to the bench, and she'll be replaced by Annie Norcross. Janiah Tucker at the free throw line. She has 22 points so far in this game. First shot is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. Well, I will tell you, it was close throughout the first half, but in this second half, West Memphis has just taken over. Second free throw for Tucker is up. She gets both. She now has 24 points. 52-28, West Memphis up. Here is Gilbert with it. Dribbles to the left side, now gives it to Jackson, who she's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Norcross, gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill to the elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And this time the rebound comes to the Lady Blue Devils. Taylor quickly back the other way. Throws up top to Price. Price will give it to Inman in the left corner. Back up to Price. Now Tucker has up the top. Tucker dribbling just inside the timeline. Now goes over to the right side. Now she's going to go down towards the corner. Pulls up for the jumper. Good. Boy, Janiah Tucker just lighting it up in this second half. She has 28 points. Here's Gilbert back the other way. She's going into the lane. Try to go coast to coast for the layup. Can't get to go, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 4:26 left of the game. Clemisha Prackett picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Blue Devils. And before Gilbert shoots her free throws, looks like West Memphis is going to call timeout. So we'll break with 4:26 left to play in the game. It is West Memphis leading Mountain Home 54-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Arkansans appreciate community. We work and raise families, care for our neighbors, and come together in good times and bad. At First Security, that local strength is what we love best about our home state. There's commitment here and heart and hope. That's Arkin Strong. Thanks to everyone who is standing together, learning from one another, and making Arkansas a place we all love to call home. We're proud to be your community bank. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC.
So I stand corrected. That was Mount Home that took the timeout there. They now just have one left with 4:26 left in the game as they trail West Memphis 54-28. But Kate Gilbert is at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. She's now one of two from the charity stripe with 8 points. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up. She gets both. 9 points on the night for Kate Gilbert. 54-30, West Memphis leading it. Less than 4.5 minutes left of the game. Tucker back the other way, dribbling on the right side. Throws it up top to Taylor. Taylor will give it to Prackett. Now ball goes to Inman. She's going into the lane for the layup. Her basket bounces around, goes in, and she ball bounces around, goes in to get the basket, and she draws contact with 4:08 left in the game. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. That is the eighth team foul against the Lady Bombers. So Terika Inman with 8 points. This will be her first free throw attempt of the night. It bounces around and falls out, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Yates back the other way for the Lady Bombers. A little over 4 minutes left to this game. Yates going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Gilbert gets offensive rebound. She goes back up, and she'll be fouled on the way up. Another two-shot opportunity for Kate Gilbert with 3:55 left to play in this game. Clemisha Pratt picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the sixth team foul against the Lady Blue Devils here in the second half. So Kate Gilbert so far 2-3 from the free throw line with 9 points. First shot is up. No good. One more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot for Gilbert is up. Bounces around. Will not go. She misses both. Yates gets offense rebound. She goes back up with it. She can't get that to go, but she draws contact, and now she'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. Aston Yates so far with 17 points. 3:54 left in this game as that foul is called on Aaliyah Taylor. Her first personal foul. That is the 17th foul against the Lady Blue Devils. First free throw for Yates is up and in. She shot well tonight from the free throw line. Cameron Mullins is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Amelia Rucker. So one more free throw for Yates. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 19 points on the night for Aston Yates, 56-32. And a cross-court pass tried by West Memphis, and can't connect with Prackett back in the front court. So ball goes sails out of bounds as West Memphis 10th turnover of the night. Mullen will head back the other way for Mountain Home. As West Memphis leads by 24, ball goes up top to Gilbert. She pulls up for the three-pointer. Good. Kate Gilbert with 12 points. She's now in double figures. 56-35, West Memphis leading it. 3.5 minutes left to this game. Ball goes over on the left side to Price. She's going to go down towards the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact. Or they call that on the floor or on the shot? Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul. That's the 19th foul on Mountain Home. So if that was on the floor, that's going to be the last one and one for West Memphis in this game. Looks like West Memphis is going to going to clear the floor, except for Price, who does have to shoot free throws. She is so far 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 2 points. 3:19 left to play in this game is Price's first free throw. Okay, so it is 1-1. First shot, no good. She misses the front end, and the rebound is controlled by Norcross. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert with it. Gilbert gets it into the front court, dribbles into the lanes, going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Kate Gilbert with 14 points, 56-37. Lady Blue Devils up with 3 minutes left. Buckingham into the front court. Buckingham loses the handle. The ball is able to get it back and throws over to Nia Taylor, who checked in a little bit ago. Ball goes down on the low block to Jayla Hudson. She gets a turnaround jumper. Good. Jayla Hudson with her first 2 points of the night. Back quickly comes Mount Tom. Kate Jackson going into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Norcross. She goes back up with it. Can't get to go, but she draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 2:29 left. Anaya Price picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the eighth team foul against the Lady Blue Devils. So Annie Norcross at the free throw line for the 1-1. This is her first trip to the line tonight. Again, 2:29 left to play in this game. First free throw for Norcross is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. One more to shoot. Norcross gets both free throws. She'll check out of the game, being replaced by Camille Pitchford, who checks in for the first time tonight. Pitchford, a 5'6 sophomore. 58-39, West Memphis leading it. Inbound pass goes into West Memphis, and back quickly the way going in coast to coast for the layup was Nia Taylor, but if it had gone, they would have waved it off because they just called her for the offensive foul. That is Nia Taylor's first personal foul, ninth team foul against the Lady Blue Devils, and their 11th turnover of the night. 2:22 left to play in this game. Here's Gilbert back the other way, dribbling up at the top, now goes down into the lane, going in for the layup, off the glass and in. Down to a 17-point lead. West Memphis leading 58-41 with 2:07 left in this game. Looks like West Memphis is going to be safe and sorry. They're going to put their starters back in at the next available time. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Kate Gilbert. She finds Kate Jackson going back the other way for the layup off the glass. Bounces around, no good. Gilbert gets offensive rebound. She puts it back up. She can't get to go, but draws plenty of contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 1:45 left. Nia Taylor picks up her second personal foul. That does put West Mountain home in the double bonus. So Kate Gilbert back to the free throw line. First free throw is up and in. Aston Yates is going to check out of the game. And let's see. So is Kate Jackson as Amelia Rucker checks back in. So does Emma Wilbur. Gilbert's second free throw will not go, and the rebound's controlled by West Memphis. 58-42, Lady Blue Devils up. Here is Tucker into the front court, who just checked back in. Throws over on the left side to Price. Her pass down to Prackett. She goes right between her legs. Emma Wilbur dives for the steal. Throws it to Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Throws up top to Rucker over on the left side to Mullen. Mullen will give it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good. Oh, I'm sorry. Take it back. It bounced off the front of the iron, hit the backboard, and fell back in. Wow. 58-45, West Memphis up. 103 left to play in this game. I think it's still going to be too little too late, but Mount Tom did make a valiant effort trying to make a comeback. Here is Tucker with it just inside the half-court line. Now she's going to go down into the lane. Finds Prackett by herself for the layup. Good. Clamisha Prackett in double figures with 10 points. 60-45, West Memphis leading it. 41 seconds left of the game. Here is Mullen with it on the right side. She's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Rucker on the left side up top to Gilbert. She's going to try another three at the top. No good. This time the rebound comes to West Memphis. Down to 25 seconds left. Tucker will walk the ball into the front court. Being met by Gilbert. Down to 15 seconds. Ball goes around the left side to Inman. Back to Tucker. Down to 10 seconds. Tucker drills into the corner. Now she's going to kick it out in the paint. Now ball goes up to Inman on the left side. She pulls up for the jumper. Good. She has 10 points. And that's the way this ball game is going to end. And West Memphis is going to get the 17-point victory tonight. Our final score here at Bomber Gymnasium, West Memphis defeats Mountain Home 62-45. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.